This is Will's Band of the Week for December 8th, 2010. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Grant this week. Hey, Grant.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Thanks for helping out this week.
Yeah, no problem.
Both Barrett and Chris are busy, and I think what they're doing is they are preparing for next week's podcast.
It's the most important one, right?
It is. It is the end of year best of 2010. We're really excited about it. And I think I've got mine pretty much decided on. It's interesting because I had my top three and I was trying to decide how to arrange those top three. There was no obvious number one, but there was sort of I had settled on a top three. So I think I've got that worked out. But now I've got like number five and number six I'm thinking about switching around. So, you know, you got to make it perfect, right? It's got to be exactly how you want it.
Yep.
So let's tell the people once again how they can contact us. You can send an email to willsband@yahoo.com. You can post a comment on the website, willsband.net. You can go to the Facebook page, the Will's Band of the Week podcast. And iTunes. You can subscribe there. You can post reviews, if they're good, of course. And that's about it, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I don't have any specific music news other than the fact that the end of year lists are starting to come out. And in fact, Barrett and Chris and I had a conversation about this. And maybe we mentioned this on the podcast, but we were talking about how we have to make sure that we are independent and we don't let other lists influence us. So after we had talked about that, Chris sent us an email telling us about the first end of year list that we found, which was Paste magazine, and I think NME, the magazine from London, has put theirs out, and various publications are starting to unroll them. Those are the ones that I can remember so far.
Yeah.
They're always fun to look at, and we were talking about how you always find a couple of things in those lists at the end of the year that you say to yourself, "I might have overlooked that. I'm going to have to go listen to that." So it's really a fun thing. It's fun to make them, fun to read them, and that's one thing we like about this time of year. So, I've got a couple bands that, one in particular I've been wanting to talk about on the podcast, and this is a band, let's just, first of all, mention that they're sort of a theme. These are a couple of bands I would describe as noise rock. It's kind of discordant and challenging to listen to. And the first of these bands that I'm going to talk about, Barrett specifically said he had listened to it and he just could not get into it at all. And he couldn't even motivate himself to try to go back and listen again. It just must have just been a negative impression. And I had a little different reaction because I had read some good reviews and thought, well, maybe it's worth listening to. And the more I listened to it, I started to sort of grasp the melodies and it made it a challenging and kind of fun listen. This is a band called Women. Now, it's interesting because we just recently talked about a band called Girls. So now we've got Girls and Women.
Yeah.
And the band Women is from Calgary. So they're a Canadian band, Western Canadian.
I'm resisting making a joke about bands called Boys and Men.
Yeah, or Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Or there was a band way back called The Boys, and it was like B-O-Y-Z-Z. Now, that's about as bad as you can get, don't you think?
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then there was a band, the boy band, called Boys to Men.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were one of those, you know, Justin Bieber-like bands.
Huh.
And, Well, anyway, so why don't we just start by playing something. Generally, my impression of this album was that it got a little more accessible as the album went on. So why don't we just start by playing some of this album so we can give people an idea what it sounds like. So this is the band Women. This is their second album. It's called Public Strain. And I'm going to play a track called Drag Open. kind of rocking and it's kind of discordant.
Yeah, dissonant or whatever the word is for it.
Yeah. Don't you sort of wonder even how they make those sounds? Like, are they just playing chords that aren't really chords, or do they detune their guitars, or
I don't know.
What do they do?
Maybe they play the song in Q flat minor or something.
Q flat. You know, as you listen to it, though, you realize there's a design to it. It's not just random. And that song, for example, the last part of it, it slows down. It turns into like a Sonic Youth kind of sounding thing. And anyway, as my brain was able to grasp that, I really thought it was fun. And I was driving down the street playing it really loud. It was really fun. So can't remember whether I mentioned already that as this album goes on, it gets a little more easy to grasp, even though this one was already at track 8. But we get later in the album, and maybe you'll see what I mean. This is track 9, Locust Valley. When you listen to a track like that, it makes you think maybe they're not really a noise rock band. They're just a band that, it's a sometimes noise rock band, I guess. That's got some of that surfy guitar. Would you call it that?
I don't know. It sounds distorted.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it still sounds noisy in like the distorted sense, but it's not as like power chord hitting the guitar with a stick.
Yeah, they have the vocals kind of in the background with a bunch of reverb on them. Kind of makes you wonder if they're, well, I guess they're going for the sound of, you know, the vocals are kind of buried in the mix on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So let's play one more. I think the real standout is the last track on the album, and this is called Eyesore.
Thank you.
some cool guitar work in that one, I think.
Mm-hmm. The bass part's pretty cool in the start, if you listen to it, also.
Yeah. It's interesting, in some of the noisier tracks, the bass is sort of carrying a tune while the guitars are doing this crazy noise stuff.
Yeah, they do more of like the bass part where it changes and goes up and down, instead of just like consistently hitting the same notes to go along with the guitar.
Right, they're like bass progressions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. All right, so that's the band Women. The album is called Public Strain. And I do have one story that I read about them, which is kind of interesting. They apparently were on tour for quite a while. And then after being on tour for several months, they got like sick of each other and got in a big fight. Maybe not a physical fight, but they didn't get along. So they just said, forget it, we're done. And they, you know, I don't know if they've really broken up, but they sort of, I think, canceled their tour with like a few dates left because they couldn't take it anymore. And maybe part of the reason is that two of the members are brothers. And you and I know pretty well about how brothers sometimes, especially if they're twins, can have difficulties getting along, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe if your brothers are in a band someday, that could happen. It's a danger, right?
I don't think they'll be in a band.
Yeah, maybe
together.
Not. Yeah, probably not. So one other thing to talk about the top tens a little bit. I liked this album enough that I gave it some pretty strong consideration for number 10. I had a battle for number 10, and I had like, you know, 8 or 9 albums that were competing for my number 10 slot. And this one just didn't quite make it, but it was close. It was a really fun album to listen to. So I've got one other noise rock band. As I listened to this band, I thought, wow, you know, they're kind of a lot like the band Women. And this band is called Weekend, and they're from San Francisco. And one of the things that they have in common is this sort of reverby vocal style in the background with everything else kind of drowning out the vocals, and sort of a similar discordant thing going on. So this is the band Weekend, and this is their first album, and it's called Sports. And the first track I'm going to play is called Monongah, West Virginia. Noise rock with kind of a catchy chorus.
I guess so.
All right. Here's another one by Weekend called End Time. times. Another driving bass line.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think that's a favorite song you've played out of these bands so far.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got a little Joy Division in it, I think. I bet some people would recognize that influence a little bit. All right, the band is called Weekend from San Francisco. The album is called Sports, and I'll play one more piece. This is from a track, the opening track called Coma Summer. Kind of fun, huh?
Uh-huh.
You got the bass line, then the chainsaw guitars come in.
Yeah.
Then a little pitch bend thing going on. Kind of fun, I think.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool guitar effects.
It's sort of, I think both of these albums are just things that you have to listen to once and then just say to yourself, do you feel like delving into it further? Either you're just going to say, forget it, or you're going to say, oh, it's kind of interesting. And if you delve into it further, it can be pretty cool, I think. So there you go. That's my noise rock update with Women and Weekend. And now we need some theme music, right, to change the... There's supposed to be theme music to transition to the next part of the podcast, right?
Sure.
But I don't have it, so too bad. You'll have to just live with us talking. And one of the reasons I had Grant on this week was just to kind of preview the top 10 lists, right? And you've been thinking about your top 10 list. You haven't really put one together yet, but you have some music that you liked a lot. So we thought we'd play a couple things that you've got on your top 10 of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I did listen to a lot of music in 2010, but I don't think I listened to a lot of music from that exact year.
Yeah, you went back a lot with the Strokes, for example.
Yeah, a lot of other bands too, just like 2000s stuff, but not this year in particular.
Yeah, well, you're young, so you've got to really go back and discover a lot of music. So
yeah,
I don't blame you. What's the earliest you went back? Like, what's the oldest thing that you listened to?
Like 99, like nothing before I was born.
99, yeah. You were born in 97.
Yeah.
So you're only two in 1999, so that's 1999 music is pretty old as far as you're concerned, right?
Yes.
Can you think of anything specifically you listened to from 1999?
I know bands that released, they released EPs in 1999, but they released it in another country.
Okay, I'm sorting my music in my iTunes library by year now. So we're going to go back and see what I have from 1999. Got some Guided by Voices. Got Luna. The old 97s. We've got Wilco. The Flaming Lips Soft Bulletin album is from 1999.
Yeah, I can't really say I listened to most of that stuff. I mean, I'm just giving you a random number, honestly.
Okay. So let's bring it back to 2010 and tell us about something you really liked from 2010.
All right. I've got two or three albums in mind.
And the dog is going to join us for this discussion. So who comes to mind first?
Well, out of my entire library in my head of 2010 stuff, like over the year or right now?
Just right now.
All right. Male Bonding.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one quite a bit. And we'll tell the listeners that I told Grant that we can't talk about anything that's going to be on my top 10. So Male Bonding was one of those for me that was right in that second tier of... And to say second tier is not to be negative at all. I mean, I thought that was a really good album called Nothing Hurts. What track would you like to pick?
You know, I don't know what we've played so far, but... I think we should either go with Nothing Used to Hurt or Weird Feelings.
Okay, I don't think we've played Nothing Used to Hurt on the podcast. Let's play that. This is track 9 from Male Bonding.
And you might have to skip a, like, 45. Well, I don't know. It's a lot of distortion.
We'll be right back.
Yep, pretty cool.
Yeah, they don't have a single song on their album that's more than like 2 minutes and 50 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah, that one has like about a minute of, we cut a little bit of that out, but about a minute fade in of that just noise stuff, and then the whole song is only 2:43.
Yeah.
So yeah, mm-hmm. They keep it kind of simple, really.
Yep.
So what else do you got?
You want another band or another song?
Another band.
All right. You know, I could take something I'm pretty sure is not on anyone's list, which is Vampire Weekend.
Okay.
They released their album, I think, really early in January, so you kind of forget that it was a 2010 album.
Well, I had that one pretty close, too, because I didn't forget about it, but, you know, I did have to go back and kind of survey the year. And you're right, when an album comes out in January, you just don't have it as fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, Vampire Weekend came out with their second album called Contra early in the year. And what track would you like to play? I wouldn't pick Holiday because it's been on all kinds of commercials. People are getting sick of it, I think.
Go with track 8 or track 1. Dunno. What do you think? Pick one.
Let's go ahead and just play the opening track. This was a good one, I thought. Horchata.
In December, drinking horchata, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch at your sandals. Horchata, look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of song that you'll, you know, 5 or 10 years from now you'll listen to, you'll say, hey, that was good.
Mm-hmm. You kind of wonder how Ezra Koenig writes songs like that. Does he just drink some Mexican rice milk and then think to rhyme Aryan Shada with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, lyrically, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll play one more of your picks if you've got one.
All right, I think I'm going to pick Sleigh Bells. And I didn't listen to their album. I mean, I listened to it. I didn't listen to it a lot, but it's a pretty short album, short songs.
Kind of made an impression, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was bombastic.
Uh-huh. Loud, very loud. And I like the sound of the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Do track number 8, I think.
That's called Crown on the Ground.
Yeah.
So here we go.
We'll be right back.
problem is not with your speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a problem. It's pretty good.
You know, we talked about this when we talked about it on the podcast, and that is just wondering what kind of staying power it would have. And I think on at least one of the lists I looked at, it was pretty high up. So people didn't forget about it. I was wondering if I would, like, I didn't really listen to it very much after we talked about it on the podcast. But, you know, I listen to it now, and it's, I think it's still fun. So I know Barrett won't have it on his list.
Yeah.
We'll see if Chris does.
It's one of those things I didn't really listen to, like, on the bus or, like, just normal listening. But it's something I listen to in the car with you guys, and I listen to just as something to talk to with my friends because it was pretty high on iTunes for a while, so
yeah.
Some of my friends who aren't, they like the same genre of music, but they don't find it as often.
Oh, right, right.
They sort of have you to find music for me. They see it on iTunes, and then sort of, it's something, if you can talk about it with your friends, they sort of like it more.
Yeah, right. So this is a band you could discuss with your friends, because uh-huh. at least some of them had heard of them
mm-hmm.
and heard the band. Yeah. Cool. Okay, well, anything else you'd like to say leading us into the top 10 of the year? Are you going to be making a actual top 10 list?
I don't know.
Not sure?
Not sure, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the preview.
All right.
The next podcast we record will be our top 10 of 2010. We're trying to schedule it now, figure out when we're going to actually be able to record it. So it'll be roughly in a week, you know, give or take a couple days. And we hope you'll listen.
You have to have everyone here, though. No Skyping.
I'm hoping we'll have everybody live in the studio.
All right.
For this event.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Sounds
so, okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And we're nearing the end of the year. And we appreciate everybody who's been listening. And tell your friends. And we'll make this podcast huge. Right, Grant?
Yeah, Pitchfork will be predicting what we're going to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll turn the tables on them. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks everybody. We'll be back again next week with another special edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.